¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Bree, thank you very much for coming on the program tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, let's talk a little bit about, go back to the Challenge Cup and just where that confidence began to bloom for you, because you played some very important minutes in that tournament.
Yeah, I think a lot of that tournament was very interesting, obviously, in light of everything that was going on in the world at the time. And for myself, I knew that it was a unique opportunity and a really special time to be brought into the NWSL, having formerly played in England. So when I got the opportunity, I just was more excited than anything to have the chance and take the field with my teammates. And I'm also was really lucky to be a champion as well doing it. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun and honestly just a great opportunity and experience overall.
How does it feel to be a part of a big turnaround here? Because this is a big turnaround. I mean, there's a winning mentality now. It seems very defined. James Clarkson leading the way. All of you seem very, very bought in. This is very different. How do you feel being a part of a turnaround like this?
Yeah, obviously you want to be part of the good parts of everything. And being a player, you also have a lot of pride and it's part of your experience. And I obviously have had a honor of being here and it's been exciting. And I think we'll keep building towards what it is that we will eventually become. And that's the exciting part, is that I don't even think we've actually reached the full potential of the squad. And I don't even think I've fully reached my potential as a player, nor have I shown what I'm still capable of doing currently. So it's just really exciting because with the current, I guess, roster updates, you could say, and moving forward, it's all a very exciting period and we're only in the building phase. So what's to come next is, again, exciting. I can't say it enough.
Bree Vasali joining us of the Houston Dash. Bree, take us into and give us a glimmer what training sessions are like from your lens, because, you know, the public's not able to watch them now. None of us in the media can really watch them. What are the training sessions like? Take us in there.
Yeah, I mean, I think the training sessions are healthy, but also competitive. Every day is a grind, and I think I'd be lying if I didn't say I was physically challenged on a regular basis. The Houston humidity is no joke. That was one thing that I had to adjust, especially coming from a wet, cold climate like England. And ever since then, obviously, the caliber of players that you get to play with on a regular basis make you compete, and no one's spot is quote-unquote guaranteed within the group. And I think that's what makes also training such an exciting and also worthwhile time for every player, is that you're always growing, you're always pushing yourself to be your best self. So yeah, I definitely think it's a very competitive, but it's also fun. I have a lot of fun with my teammates, and I think that's what you see with that togetherness on the field, and all of us coming together collectively, is that drive and that ability to compete but also be healthy while doing so. So yeah.
Bree Vasali joining us of the Houston Dash. Okay, the game has taken you a lot of places. It took you over to the UK, West Ham United, Birmingham. I want to go in a little deeper with that. But in all these travels now, going through this whole COVID thing, as an athlete, have you found a deeper sense of appreciation for the game maybe?
Yeah, especially during the time when we had to quarantine and do a lot of workouts by ourselves in our own isolation. There was a period of time where I was living at home with my parents again, so that's definitely an adjustment, having lived an entire continent away. So I think that the game has also become something of like an opportunity for everyone, because we weren't sure if we were going to have any games moving forward at the beginning of, I think, February, when things started getting locked down. So the fact that we were able to compete in a bubble, it's just been an awesome experience. And hopefully we can keep, I guess, taking care of business when we get the opportunities. So, yeah.
So my ex-teammates, Paul Riley, and he's done a wonderful job with the North Carolina Courage, but you guys have had two results where you stood right up to them. How confidence-building are these results, including the last home win against the North Carolina Courage? And you know, how significant are these types of wins? Because they are the types of things that can platform, right?
Definitely. I think for a while, North Carolina has been the litmus standard for women's football in the United States, and that's a credit to Riley and his staff, and also the recruitment of the players that he currently has in that group. So obviously when we faced them in the fall series, it was our first time. We hadn't actually seen them in the Challenge Cup. So that was a true test to see if we were actually capable of consistently performing as champions. And to get the results that we got, I mean, obviously playing with 10 men at North Carolina was disappointing. But moving forward, we then proved that we were capable of actually getting the job done. So again, I think it was an awesome experience because, like I said, they had been on the top for so long and have been consistently that you have to come into that scenario with some respect, but also wanting to be a better team and prove that the Challenge Cup wasn't a fluke. It was something that we are building on. And we didn't want to take our foot off the gas, especially the second time around. And we don't want to take our foot off the gas again against Orlando because it's, again, another building block towards the next upcoming season. So, yeah, I think, like you said, he's done a great job, but we're also very proud of the success that we've created in team culture, quite frankly, within the Houston Dash.
So James Clark has done a good job of leading the change in team culture and everything. Take me into that a little bit deeper and how that makes you feel as a player.
I think team culture is probably one of the more important aspects of the game that kind of gets overlooked. And with James, I think he wants to create an environment where everyone feels valued. And regardless of your role on the team, someone has an important job to do. And I think you can see that with his recruitment and personnel changes that he's made in this current season. And who knows what's going to happen in the following season. But I can only imagine that he's going to just continue to grow the type of culture that he wants and the type of locker room and personnel. And I'd say we're pretty hardworking, and that's a huge component of our identity. And regardless of what's happening, we consistently trust the process and we keep fighting for obviously each other and what we know we're capable of. So I think that would be a great way to sum up our team culture and the people that he's bringing in that would fit that type of personnel.
Hardworking and work ethic. We've definitely seen that and a lot of great goals as well and a lot of good collective defending. When you head into Orlando for this game, having played them already, what are some of the big keys for you, Bree?
I think as a group, we really want to get another result against them. We want to make sure that it's not just a home advantage, but also it's everything is consistent with what we do on and off the field. And I think personally, obviously, I want to keep contributing to the team's success and whatever that looks like. So yeah, I'm really excited for this weekend coming up, and hopefully we'll have another exciting match and thrilling scoreline for a lot of our fans.
Last one or two before I let you go. Okay, so playing in England now, we see a lot of NWSL-based players making the jump across the pond now. It seems to be more of that going on. Big brands, big names. You played for one of them, West Ham. Talk to me about the appeal now and where you see these two leagues in the future. Will there be heavy competition for players down the road?
Yeah, obviously you've seen the tremendous growth with the Barclays FAWSL. I think my first season was the first season that was fully professional. So the growth has been tremendous over the last two seasons itself. And like you said, it's attracting big names, big players. And I think moving forward, the NWSL is going to have its work cut out in terms of retention and keeping players here in the U.S. But I also think the NWSL is and will always be one of the best leagues in the world. So I think with that being said, it's just only a matter of preference for players, but I think both leagues will be hopefully beneficial for overall the growth of the women's game in general. So it's always good to have healthy competition, and I think it's awesome to see the success that the English League is currently having. But I also think it'll bolster a response here in the NWSL to continue to push for even better standards within this league.
Compare the game in England to the game in the NWSL. What are some of the differences? What are some of the nuances in your mind having played in both?
I would say that currently, or at least the most previous experience that I've had in England, the game is a bit more methodical and a little bit more slower. Whereas in the NWSL, it's 110% from the first minute to the 90th minute and even into stoppage time. So there's really no resting on the ball. It's constantly go, go, go. And when you get your opportunity, you take it in the NWSL. So yeah, in that regard, I would say that just kind of dictates play and it's a little bit more transitional in the NWSL in that sense. But also that's not to say one's better than the other. They're just entirely different beasts because I think the NWSL happens to also have really good athletes as well, which drives that standard of play to be very high and that type of fitness level to also be very high. So that would be just kind of my general observations from both leagues.
Bree, is there more time spent by coaches over there on the tactical side of the game? Would that be fair to say or no?
In my experience, I've only had one season here and it was a very brief one. And I also joined preseason late. So I can't say that I have received all the tactical information that every player has gotten, but I would say that in the FAWSL, it's a bit more methodical. And at least with the team that I was on, we would change our formation a lot, or how we pressed and how we looked at the way they play out from the back. But still here, I think James does a really excellent job of preparing us as most as he can for the matches that we have. So he does also do the same, playing out from the back and other things like that sort without giving too much away. But yeah, I think it's a little bit more in depth than the English league. But then again, I feel like we've had such a short season that less information is best, because you can tend to, I guess, get caught up in details versus the overall grand picture of things. So yeah, I think I'm not quite sure I could answer that without being 100% certain.
No problem at all. Bree, listen, best of luck against Orlando. Thank you very much for taking the time out to join us on the show tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, and thanks.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
May is Maytag month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.